A top economic advisor to the Chinese president will be in Washington this week as a Chinese telecom company is getting some unexpectedly positive attention from President Trump. The president tweeted over the weekend that he's going to work with China's president to help ZTE get back in business because, quote, too many jobs in China are being lost. ZTE announced last week that it is ending major operating activities after the Trump administration banned it from buying components from American companies. The Commerce Department says the company violated sanctions with North Korea and Iran and failed to punish those responsible. ZTE denies those claims. And Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, joins us from New York. He's got a new podcast out called Crazy Genius. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So let's go back in time, as we often do now with President Trump. When he makes a statement, we go back and we listen to what he said in the past. And during the campaign, then-candidate Trump said China was stealing American jobs. Here he is in May of 2016.
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country. And that's what they're doing. It's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
So the greatest theft in the history of the world, they're raping our country, and now President Trump is tweeting about saving Chinese jobs. What do you make of this?
I'm confused. It sounds like you're confused. And I think that anybody paying attention should be confused. And I should say this is strange for two discrete reasons. The first reason why this move is strange is that it's highly unusual for any American president to intervene in this way to help a foreign company. But particularly for a president who has been, as you played, so stridently anti-China, bizarre for him to reach out to want to help a Chinese company add jobs. But the second reason this is so strange is that the company itself, ZTE, is very unusual. This is a phone manufacturer. Most people listening probably haven't heard of them. But if you work for the NSA, FBI, or CIA, then you may have heard of them because all three of those national security organizations have said that ZTE might be using their tech to spy on U.S. consumers. So In sum, Trump isn't just reaching out to a foreign country to help their economy. He's reaching out to help a company that itself might be engaged in cyber espionage against Americans. It's just an unbelievably strange announcement and makes you wonder what else is going on that we don't know.
Well, and it was the U.S. Commerce Department that said that ZTE was violating sanctions. Remind us why ZTE was punished.
Right. The Commerce Department banned American firms from selling parts to ZTE. That decision was in April. And this came after ZTE was caught, on top of everything else, illegally selling goods to Iran. And so this was Donald Trump's own Commerce Department banning American firms from doing business with this company. After that decision, the company realized or found that it was in terrible straits. I think something like 25% of its business is done with American firms. Mm. So the Trump administration comes to a decision that says we are going to punish this firm ZTE. The firm is punished. And then Donald Trump, observing the punishment, says, no, that's too far. I need to walk this back. And one has to be wondering, you know, what is Trump doing? And the two sort of plausible motivations that I can think of is, one, this is about trade. This is an ad hoc maneuver to get China to lift tariffs on U.S. goods like agriculture. Or two, this is about North Korea. And Trump wants his upcoming visit, that historic visit with Kim Jong-un, to go well. And as a result, he's lining up diplomatic support for that meeting, and this might be a part of that diplomatic overture.
Well, and in fact, if it is about trade, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that maybe that's exactly what's going on. The U.S. is changing its tune on ZTE in exchange for China removing tariffs on billions of dollars of U.S. agricultural products. Derek, is the Commerce Department saying something different now that President Trump has been talking about saving the jobs at ZTE?
Yeah, I mean, this is the Commerce Department is going to do whatever, you know, Trump suggests.
Right.
And, you know, Trump now has made up his mind that ZTE should be helped. And so I suppose there will be some sort of effort to put together a policy that could help them. But it should be said that Trump often makes these decisions in a vacuum without consulting his top economic advisors. And indeed, the Wall Street Journal was also reporting that top economic advisors like Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, was not a part of this decision. So once again, you have a familiar story to anybody following the Trump administration, which is to say that there are two parts of the Trump administration. There's Trump And then there's the administration. And the administration can come up with all of these policies and all of these meetings and have a certain posture that it wants to take with regard to China or trade or international diplomacy. But Trump can tear that up with a single tweet, as he did several hours ago, and decide that a company which was formerly being punished by U.S. policy should, in fact, be helped in an unusual way by Donald Trump himself.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. And Derek, just give me the 10-second description of your new podcast, Crazy Genius.
Sure. On Crazy Genius, we talk to some of the smartest people in tech and culture, ask them whether we are turning the world into a utopia through tech or accidentally creating the opposite. And then I come to a conclusion on some of these biggest questions, like what's going on with Facebook and should we break up Amazon?
Derek, thank you.
Thank you.